The discourse on families within international human rights mechanism is an impasse. For years, the Human Rights Council, we have heard states weaponize the language of families as a proxy to pursue diametrically opposed ideological positions on human rights related to gender, reproduction, and sexuality. We witness an attempt to advance an understanding of the family that aims to preserve it as heteropatriarchal units that uphold traditional gender roles and undermine the rights of individual family members. On the other hand, some states purposely advance an understanding of the family that focuses solely on individual rights of its members, while solidifying nationalist agendas and colonial and racist structures of oppression. In this case, racialized communities and families are often denied the right to family vacation in cases of migration and incarceration, denied access to social support, and the right to self-determination. States must stop pitting the rights of families against individuals and stop weaponizing the current discourse to relegate its obligations to the family unit. We call on states to uphold the principles of universality and indivisibility under the human rights framework. How can the Human Rights Council and other actors ensure that efforts to promote economic, social, and cultural rights of individuals within families and communities do not remain superficial? If the underlying causes driving global inequalities such as patriarchy, racism, colonialism, and capitalism are not addressed, the debate on families will remain hollow. Thank you.